Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Stuff, this year where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're on Gemara Tanis, we are on Tanis 4. Gemara Tanis having a lot of fascinating Gemaras, obviously throughout Shas, throughout all the Gemara, the Talmud, there's fascinating Gemaras, but especially in Gemara Tanis, a lot of interesting Agadata, or expositions, or stories, or parables come up. So the Gemara talks about, on 4a, how Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni said in the name of Rav Yonasan, three individuals made requests in an improper manner. Two were answered in a proper manner. One was answered in an improper manner. They are Eliezer, the servant of Avraham, King Shaul, the servant of the son of Kish, and Yiftach, the Giladite. Eliezer, the servant of Avram, we saw a couple of parshas ago, made an improper request when he sought a wife for his master's son, for Yitzchak. He said, "Let it be the maiden that brought the jug, and will also drink even your camels." Is it possible he meant to take even someone who had major deformities as a wife for Yitzchak, the Gemara says? But Hashem responded in a proper manner. Rivka was sent his way. Shaul also made an improper promise when he sought a warrior to slay the giant Goliath, or Goliath. He says, "The man who slays him, I shall enrich him and give him my daughter." Is it possible Shaul meant to give his daughter even to a slave or a mamzer? Chas v'sham, they can't marry into the Kahal Hashem. Hashem responded to him in a proper manner. David was sent his way. Yiftach, the Giladite, however, made an improper promise before setting out to battle the Ammonites. And he said that anything that will come out from my door of my house, the first thing to greet me, that I will offer up to Hashem as a carbon. Is it possible that Yiftach meant to offer even something unclean like a pig or a dog? But Hashem responded to Yiftach in an improper manner. What happened? His daughter was sent his way. Upon Yiftach's return from battle, the notes point out, his daughter ran out of his house to greet him. And the Gemara goes on to say, excuse me, the paper's caught. When, in reference to this, the prophet said to Israel, "Is there no balm in Gilad? Is there no physician there?" Hashem censors Yiftach for failing to have his vow annulled by the physician, the prophet Pinchas, who is in Gilad. The verse indicates Hashem was displeased with Yiftach's vow. The commentators discuss if he actually offered up his daughter or not. Many commentators say that really it means she never got married and it was as if she was dead. Because without children, without money, without leopard, without having an illness or different matters, there are different things that people are called dead. Those are some of the aspects the Gemara talks about elsewhere. But basically, Yiftach and Pinchas were too on their high horse, basically. The Gemara faults them for not coming to each other. They were too much not coming down from their honor. Yiftach didn't go to Pinchas because he said he should come to me. I'm the ruler. Pinchas said he should come to me. I'm the nevuah. Really, he should have got the vow annulled, and that was not a good thing. So Yiftach asked in the wrong way. Hashem responded in a quote unquote improper way, even though Hashem never does anything improper. Eliezer asked not the best way, but it came about, thank God, in a good way. Shaul said it not the best way, but it came about in the right way. The idea being, we have to ask for our requests in the right way. We can't say, "God, can you send me $6 million and I will do nothing? I'll sit on my feet the entire day and expect a miracle to come." No. We have to ask for things in the proper way, in the proper channels. Do our hashtalas. Hashem, please give us money to pay off our debts, to pay off our credit cards, to pay off this or that, but you have to put your shtadlus, you have to make sure to ask it in a proper way and go about things in a proper way, doing your shtadlus, doing your means to do so. You want to win the lottery, but you never even bought a lottery ticket? That's not the way of the Teva. You know, Elisha goes around and Eliyahu goes around and Malachim, Aleph, doing different wondrous things, but doing it in a seemingly natural manner. So when there was the lady that had to pay off her creditors, they wanted to steal her children to pay off in the debt of the payment. The Navi, I believe Elisha, asked her, "Do you have anything in the house?" And she had a small jug of oil. So he said, "Gather all the pots and pans you can, and we will solve the problem." So he poured the oil, and it was overflowing in all the pots, and she sold it off, and henceforth she was able to pay off her creditors. Because things have to be done. A lot of times miracles and different happenings that Hashem occurs in the world and causes to happen in the world goes through seemingly natural means. So to the staff, and so to a Nachshon, jumped into the river, the water, Hashem made it look like it was natural, brought the locust in with a massive wind and Mitzrayim. Different things throughout history, Hashem makes it through the natural means. So when you ask for things, make sure it's the proper way, a proper request, a proper channel, doing your proper shtadlus. Don't expect miracles falling from the sky. Make sure to put in your effort, to put in your hishtadlut, putting in your 2 cents, putting in your aspect, and God willing, Hashem will respond in kind. Join us next time as we talk Tanis 5 here on the TTD.